93BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings on this morning. I thank you for tuning in. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, for truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we pray that you will have thine own way, even as we continue to decrease, oh God. We want you to increase within us, God. Lord God, we want to walk according to your will and your way, God. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, right now we pray that you will have thine own way. God, we thank you because you are a loving God. You are a faithful God. But most of all, you are all-loving God. And we give you the praise and honor. Even about what you are getting ready to do, oh God, we just open up ourselves unto you, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, turn them to the book of 1 Samuel. 18th chapter, the 29th verse. 1 Samuel 18 and 29. And it reads as follows. I will be reading from the NLT version. Saul became even more afraid of him, and he remained David's enemy for the rest of his life. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. You see, Saul became jealous of David primarily because of the people's overwhelming praise for David's military victories, especially after he killed Goliath, leading Saul to fear David would take his throne. And as the women sang, Saul has struck down his thousands and David his 10,000s. You see, this envy was worsened by Saul's own spiritual decline. A tormenting spirit and his insecurity about losing recognition in God's favor, causing him to see David as a rival for power and the kingdom. And so today's topic is, don't give your power away. Don't give what God has given you just to please somebody else. Come on here, somebody. So don't give your power away. So here's the breakdown of the reasons of this particular verse. Number one is popularity and praise. You see, after David defeated Goliath, the people celebrated him with songs that highlighted his greater success. Tens of thousands versus thousands, which deeply wounded Saul's pride and triggered intense jealousy. The more they praised David, the more Saul got jealous. He got jealous because he was thinking, okay, y'all done took everything off of me. Y'all have taken your eyes off of me and given the praise to David. You see, people of God, people will get jealous of you just because you love the Lord, just because you're doing what God has called you to do. And someone may mention your name of how well you are doing things. But you got to realize it's not you. It's the God that is within you that is pushing you to do it. And that's where they mess up. Popularity and praise. David wasn't even thinking about all of that. He just wanted to do what the will of the Father had commanded him to do. And so another one is fear of losing the kingdom. You see, Saul interpreted the people's praise as a sign that they would soon make David their king. He was being threatened by his seat, his ruler, his authority. He was afraid they was going to knock him to the side and make David king. Fear of losing his kingdom. And another reason was spiritual decline. You see, the Lord had departed from Saul, leaving him tormented by an evil spirit, making him insecure and prone to fear and anger, unlike David, who was guided by God. People of God, as long as you are guided by God, you cannot go wrong. Long as God is leading you on the right path, you will not, hear me, go wrong. If you make God the head of everything you do, even what you say, where you go, some people is not even going to understand you or why you're doing certain things. It's not for them to understand. They will get it after a while. But right now, you got to be tuned into what God has called you to do. Don't give away your power, my God. And it's another reason, insecurity. Oh, my God. Insecurity. Saul's jealousy stemmed from his own inner struggles with pride, a desire for human approval, and an inability to content with his own blessings, causing him to view David's success as a personal threat. Don't you know you have people who are dealing with insecurities? They are dealing with inner struggles, with pride, with jealousy. They desire to be a people pleaser. If pastor don't call out their name, they is upset. Come on here, somebody. If pastor don't say what I'm doing, and if pastor don't see how that I'm doing this, or then I'm doing that, they get upset. People of God, only what you do for Christ is going to last. And by the way, who are you doing it for? You are doing it for a representation of Christ. So long as Christ is approval of it, who cares what man sees? Saul's jealousy stemmed from his inner struggles, which a lot of saints deal with, but refuse to come to God. Come on here, somebody. Because your inner struggles will mess you up. Because here comes pride, a desire to be a people pleaser, and the inability to be content with your own blessings. You want somebody else's blessings, but you don't know what they did to receive that blessing. Come on here, somebody. So Saul seen David's success as a personal threat to him. My God. You see, this jealousy led Saul to repeatedly try to kill David, even throwing spears at him and setting him up for death, despite David's loyalty and skill. David still did not come against Saul. Even though he acted up, he wanted to kill him, he was jealous of him and everything else, he still did not touch him. Saul was laying in a cave, and David was right there by the hem of his robe. He could have killed him right there while he was asleep, but David was not going to touch God's anointed. He still had respect for Saul. He still loved Saul, but yet he knew that was God's anointed and he was not going to touch him. He was still a man of God, despite of the error, despite of how he wanted to come after him. He didn't want to come after him. He could have killed him right there. But the respect he had for him, he was still loyal to Saul. He knew there was a spirit in him, and he was going to allow God to take care of it. And as we said, King Saul grew jealous of David's popularity, and he eventually tried to kill him. He chased him in the wilderness for years. Some people, when they're jealous, they will eventually try to kill your vision. They will try to discourage you. They could laugh in your face and say, I am praying for you, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, but 9 times out of 10, they are praying on you, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, hoping that you will fail, hoping that things will not go correct for you. Come on here, somebody. Don't you give away your power. But it was interesting that even though David kept doing the right thing, respecting God's anointing on Saul and refusing to retaliate, God didn't change Saul and suddenly make him like David. He didn't. God did not change Saul or nothing. David did not retaliate. So the reality is that some of the people who are not for you, who say untrue things about you, and who treat you badly, maybe that way your whole life, that's the way they may be your entire life. You can't change them, and they refuse to allow God to deliver them. But the question is whether you will allow your happiness to be dependent on other people. Come on here, somebody. Don't put your power in their hands. My God. So what God has purpose for your life is not dependent on whether others approve you, accept you, or validate you. Quit worrying about what they think. Quit worrying about what they say. Quit spending time and energy trying to defend yourself. Those are distractions. God has put greatness in you. He's destined you to leave your mark, to set a new standard for your family, just as he did for David. If you leave it in his hands, he will take care of those who are trying to stop you. Come on here, somebody. God is your vindicator. Let us pray. Father, thank you that we can trust you to take us through difficulties and unfair situations. Thank you that our joy and happiness are not dependent on others' approval or acceptance. Father God, we believe and declare that you are our vindicator and that you will deal with those who oppose us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And once again, don't give your power away. Don't give your power away. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And when you down to nothing, you can rest assured and believe it, that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com.
You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com.